Today's daf is Daf Yud Beis. We're going to begin three lines before the end of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lechayayim. Rabbi Eliezer says that to be Matir Mavui, we need two lechis. Iboilu, who the Gemara has a doubt, Rabbi Eliezer Lechayayim Vekora Ka'amar, Odilma Lechayayim Below Kora Ka'amar. When Rabbi Eliezer says we need two lechis, does he mean in addition to the Korah or to replace the Korah? Toshma, we're going to be poshet this suffix from a Brisa Maisa. The Brisa tells us a story about Rabbi Eliezer Shaholach Eitzel Rabbi Yossi Ben Preda Talmido Le'uchlin Le'ovlin. Rabbi Eliezer met his Talmud, Rabbi Yossi, at a place called Ovlin. And he finds him, So to Rabbi Eliezer's surprise, Rabbi Yossi is sitting there in a mavui that doesn't have more than one lechi. And Rabbi Eliezer says that you need two lechis. And therefore, Bini, he says to my son, I say lechi acher, you need another lechi for this mavui, omalo. So Rabbi Yossi was surprised. He says, v'chila sosma ani tzarech, am I required to close it all completely with two lechis? Omalo, yisosem umabakach. That's the din. The din is that you have to be sosem it. It's not enough to put up a lechi, you need another lechi. The Brisa continues, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel lo nechleku beit shame beis hil al mavui shehu pachos mi arba amos sheeno tzorech klum ama nechleku al mavui rochav arba amos viad eser shebeit shame omrim tzorech lechi vekora beis hil omrim o lechi o kora. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel tells us that the Mishnah records a machlokus between Beis Hillel Beit Shammai, whereas Beis Hillel says either put up a lechi or a mavu or a korah, and in contrast Beit Shammai required both a lechi and a korah. That's only if the Pesach HaMavui is arba amos minimum, and again the widest amount that we allow is up to eser, up to 10 amos, so it's between 4 and 10. But if you have a more narrow opening into your mavui, and it only has, let's say, 3.9 amos, then in such case you don't need any tikkun whatsoever. You don't have to put up a lechi or a korah. And now the Gemara tries to clarify from this brisa the original suffix that we had regarding Rabbi Eliezer. Ketani mias, we see in this brisa that Rabbi Yossi was told. I mean, he said to Rabbi Eliezer, "V'chilu sosmani tzorech, why do I need a second lechi? I amrit bishleima lechayim v'kora mishum hachi amar v'chilu sosmani tzorech." I can understand the language in the question, the amazement of Rabbi Yossi to his Rebbe Rabbi Eliezer when he said, "Why do I have to be sosim? I have to close off the mavli on all sides." That makes sense. If he has a lechayayim, which closes off the entrance into the mavui, and on top he has a korah, which creates a kind of machitza going from the top to the bottom, then he says, "Lesoso and itzorch, I have to put up another lechi, so that it's closed, hermetically sealed." Ela I amrit lechayayim below korah. If we're talking about two lechis, one on this side and one on the other side, my lesosma, why does Rabbi Yossi use this language, lesosma, v'chi lesosma anitzorech? This mavui is not nistam, it's not closed off. Even if he puts up a lechi here and a lechi there. So let's prove from this brisa that when Rabbi Eliezer said in our Mishnah that you need two lechayayim, two lechis in order to be matir a mavui, he meant in addition to a korah. So Gemara rejects that. It's very possible that Rabbi Eliezer does not require a korah on top of two lechis. Two lechis are sufficient. I, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Preda, what did he mean when he said v'chilas sosma nitzarech? Hachi kama, this is what he meant. V'chilas sosma bilachayayim anitzarech? Do I have to close it off on the vertical side as you enter into the mavui from both sides? Omar, we had a brisa earlier. Omar Abshim ben Gamliel lo nechleku becham beisil al mavui shepochos mi'arba amoshe nitzarech klu. According to the tradition, the transmission of Rav Shimon Gamliel, in a case of a movie that opens up with an opening and entrance that's less than 4 amos wide, everybody agrees that you don't need anything whatsoever. So Gemara immediately asks, why not Tanan? We have in our Mishnah, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Omar Talmud Echol Lefnei Rabbi Akiva Lo Nechleku Beit Shammai Beit Sil Al Movishu Pachos Mi Arba Amashu Nitar O Belechi O Bekora. Here we have a testimony of a certain Talmud in the presence of Rabbi Akiva, and this testimony is transmitted to us from Rabbi Yishmael to the effect that in a case where the Pesach HaMovui is less than 4 amos, then even Beit Shammai would agree that you have a choice, two alternatives. You can either be matir the mavli with a lechi or with a korah. But nobody says, as was recorded in this brisa of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that you don't need any tikkun at all. You don't need neither a lechi nor a korah. Nobody says that. So the Gemara answers, Omer Rav Ashi, the brisa didn't mean that this mavli doesn't need any tikkun at all. That literal translation of Rav Shimon Gamliel in the brisa is unacceptable, but rather hachi kama. Let's push a little bit more into this brisa and expand this meaning, that everybody agrees that if the mavui has an opening that's less than 4 amos wide, eino tzarich lechi vikora, you don't need both a lechi and a korah ki Beit Shammai, v'af lo lechayayim ki Rabbi Lezer, nor do you need two lechis, Ella o lechi o korah ki Beis Hillel. So everybody agrees, and there's no debate, it's unanimous, that if the opening to the mavui is less than 4 amos, then you could be matir that mavui v'tiltul either with a lechi or a korah, you don't need both. V'kama. Now the Gemara wants to know how narrow is the Pesach HaMavui and it still needs a lechi or a korah. It still needs a tikkun and a hechsher. In other words, the Gemara is now raising the following possibility. If the width of the entrance into the Mavui is 3.9 amos, then everybody agrees a korah or a lechi, one of the two. Is there some point in which the entrance into the Mavui is so narrow, you know, you can barely fit yourself into the entrance? Imagine a wall on this side, a wall on this side. Or imagine if you're going through a cave, you know, and you shift around your shoulders. It's so narrow that it doesn't need any sort of a matir, a machshir, a tikkun of either a lechi or a korah. And now, the Gemara quotes a statement of Rav Achle. Amar Rav Achle, Itema Rabbi Yechiel, Ad Arba. In other words, if you have an entrance into the Mavui that is less than 4 tfachim, could you imagine, Rabbi Osai? 4 tfachim, that's 2/3 of 1 amma. An amma is an arm's length. So you're really talking about enough space, perhaps, to shift your shoulders around. And you might wonder if such a thing ever existed. You can actually see this in a neighborhood here called Nachlaot, and I'm sure in other places in Israel as well, where you can have an open square, but the entrance into the square is very narrow. And that's the kind of a mavui that Rav Achli is describing, which has a Pesach that is less than 4 tfachim wide. And in such a case, that mavui does not need a tikkun at all, not a lechi nor a korah. Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yirmei bar Abba, Omer Rav, Modim Chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'pasei chotzer. Now, we have in our Mishnah the Shita of the Chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer that you don't need two lechis for a mavli, all you need is one lechi. However, is there a situation where the halacha requires two lechis, even according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Eliezer, and they concede that we need two lechis? And that's going to be the case of a chotzer. Now, a chotzer usually is surrounded by four mechitzos, but sometimes the chotzer is opened up on one side into a rishus harab. And that's called, in the language of the halacha, nifritza lemakom ha'asrula. It opens up into a place where there's no permissibility for tiltal, for carrying, like a rishus harab. In the case of a chotzer that opens up its nifritza into a makom asur, then everybody agrees, according to this particular tradition in the name of Rav, that it's not enough to put up one lechi, but rather we need two lechis, otherwise called pasim. That means you need a lechi on one side and another lechi on the other side of the entranceway into this chatzah. And what we're seeing now in front of our eyes is some very important breakthrough, that there's a difference between a mavli and a chatzah. That the Chachamim in our Mishnah hold that with regard to a mavli, all you need is one lechi, but with regard to a chatzer, we're going to require two lechis. Now Rashi here, Divrei Maskil Kan, Divrei Maskil Mavli, points out that the difference between a mavli and a chatzer is that whereas a chatzer is either square or it's wider than it is long, a mavli is always longer in its depth than its width. We've already touched on this in the past, but we never pointed out the contrast between a chatzer and a mavli. And we have to be more machmir, says Rav, in the case of a chatzer than we are in a mavli. And the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, in Simon Shin Pei Gimel, tries to explain why are we more machmir in a chatzer than in a mavli. And he writes, Lefisha kol shahamakam osu yoser ledir letashmish etznius tzorach mechitzos yoser gmuros vechatzer omedes ledira yoser mimavli. And it seems to me that what the Mishnah Berurah has in mind here is that when an area is designated for use, like a chatzer, again, this is a little bit hard for us to imagine in our contemporary life, but back in the day, when a person left his house, he immediately entered into a courtyard, and there were a lot of things that he did in that courtyard. People would take out furniture, utensils, they would eat their meals out in the courtyard. It was latashmish dira, as opposed to a mavli. A mavli is really just a passageway.
You're going to ever shake up this tablecloth and just use it again?
Yeah, very often they would take out their tables. You could see it, by the way, in the East. I don't know if you've ever been to the East. You'll see that they do everything on the outside. It's like you walk through the streets, you smell all the smells of all the food that they're making, every single person, every Joe and Harry. And the chatzah was sort of like an extension of the house. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that it was a makom ha'asui litznius, litashmish etznius, the private activities. And the Chachamim are more machmir in the case of a chotzi than a mavui, because it's more yosel ledira. It's got tashmishei dira, tashmishei tznius. These are things that you do as an extension of your house. And here they wanted more mechitzos, obvious mechitzos. Whereas a mavui, as we said before, is just a way of getting out from your chotzi to Rishus HaRab, and you take the alleyway. But you don't do anything much in the Mavu. I mean, they did things in the Mavu too, but much less so than the Chatzah. Bottom line is, that a chatzah, says Rav, requires two pasim, a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side. We're going to see later on that it could very well be that the size of a pas, the minimum rochav, is also a unique halacha that differentiates a pas from a lechi. A lechi is even a kolshu, even the thinnest, you know, pole that goes vertical is a lechi. And Rav Nachman Omar halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer v'pasei chotzer. In other words, even though there are those who would lower the requirements of a chotzer to that of a mavui, and they would reject this kind of concept that we need pasim on both sides, they might argue that one pas is enough. Nonetheless, says Rav Nachman lahalacha, we accept this view that with regard to a chotzer, we absolutely require two pasim, one on each side, like Rabbi Eliezer. Again, according to Rav, nobody argues with Rabbi Eliezer in the case of a chotzer. Chotzer requires two pasim. However, even if you would argue, as some do, that the Rabbanon allow for one lechi, even in the case of a chotzer, they don't need two pasim. Nevertheless, Rav Nachman says, in this case, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. We're going to be more machmir in a chotzer than we are in a mov. We were going to require shnei pasim. Now, the Gemara is going to explain what we saw in the name of these Amoroim, Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, according to Rav, who holds that perhaps there is a Tana that maintains against Rabbi Eliezer, and in the case of a Mavui, but nevertheless concedes in the case of a Chotzer. And that means that in the case of a chotzer, we certainly require two pasim. Man modin. Who is this Tana that Rav is referring to, alluding to, that agrees in the case of a chotzer to Rabbi Eliezer's position that all that you would require two pasim? And the word is Rebbe. Now, when Rav Nachman made that statement, halacha ki Rabbi Eliezer bepasei chotzer, michlal de pligi, the implication is that there are Tanoim who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, even in the case of chotzer, and they recognize the validity of one pas. Man pligi ale, who are those who disagree? And they are of the opinion that chotzer, like mavui, is nitar bepas echad rabbana. These are the chachamim who reject Rebbe, because Rebbe says, no, even though in mavui I disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, I don't require two lechayayim, but I admit that in the case of chotzer I need two lechayayim, otherwise known as two pasim. The chachamim say this, Anya, chotzer nitaris bepas echad. According to this tradition in a braisa, even in a case of a chotzer, the rabbanon say that one pas is enough. Now again, is there any chumra therefore in chotzer above and beyond mavui? Yes, possibly, because we're going to see that pas requires a certain minimum width, which is not true for a lechi. Rebbe omer b'shnei pasim. Rebbe's of the opinion that in the case of a chotzer, we definitely need two pasim. And as we saw before, Rav Nachman said that the halacha is that in the case of a chotzer, we require two pas. Now, what's the shita of Rav Yochanan with regard to a chotzer? We know that Rav is on record as saying that the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Eliezer that in the case of a chotzer we need two pasim. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, chotzer tzricho shnei pasim. Rabbi Yochanan agrees to what we saw in the name of Rav, and perhaps he held that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Eliezer that in the case of a chotzer as opposed to a mavui, we certainly need two pasim. Amalei Rav Zera l'Rav Asi, mi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi, is that really true? Vahat hu di amrit. Rav Asi, you already in the past have said to us, Mishmeid Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yochanan, Pasei chotzer tzrichim shiehei bohem arba. Meaning that the width of a pas to be matir chotzer, minimally, is 4 tefachim. Then why would you need two pasim from two tzdadim? Meaning, the Gemara's logic is that you've already jacked up the requirement, going up from mavui, which is lekula, to chotzer lechumra, and instead of sufficing as you would in a mavui with a lechi kol shehu, you've required in the case of a chotzer a pas that has the width of 4 tefachim, and therefore the logic that compels us is that that would be enough. You've already indicated and expressed that chumra. Why do you need two pas? V'chi teiman, if you'll say, maybe that Rabbi Yochanan had in mind, arba mikan v'arba mikan, I need a pas of 4 tefachim on one side. I need a pas of 4 tefachim in width on the other side. All told, 8 tefachim. That's an impossible position. V'atani, we have a braisa that was quoted by Rav Adavar Avimi, Kameid Ravi Chanina. Amilei others say Kameid Rav Chanina bar Papi. And this braisa is going to explain what we had in the Mishnah. I mean, we had already quoted this Mishnah in the past, but it's really a Mishnah later on. Chotze Gedol Shidifetol Ketana Gedol Muteresu Ketana Asura is Ketana Bi Eser U Gedola Bi Achasasra. So you have the smaller Chotze that spills into a larger chotzer. The difference in the width of the kosleach ha-chotzer, in the case of the gedola, is that it's one ama greater or wider than the kosleach ketana, which means that you only have one ama. Now, if you have one ama, an ama is made up of 6 tefachim, and if you're going to split those 6 tefachim for both sides, so that you have a pas on each side to be matir the chotzer agdola, then you can end up with 3 tefachim on both sides. So it's impossible to maintain that Rabbi Yochanan would require 2 pasim on both sides of the chotzer, each measuring a width of 4 tefachim. We see clearly from this braisa that 3 tefachim is enough. So the Gemara now reconciles this contradiction. Ki solik Rabbi Zera miyame. When Rabbi Zera came back from a trip on the sea, Perisha, he explained and clarified the words of Rabbi Yochanan. And he said the following, that when we want to set up a pas to be matir chotzer, beruach achas, on one side, and only on one side, do we need a pas that's b'arba, that's wide, arba tefachim. And one pas of 4 tefachim is sufficient. However, mishtei ruchos, mashu l'kan u'mashu l'kan. In the case of a chotzer, we can be matir the chotzer with 2 lechis of a mashu on both sides. Or, alternative, if you want to put up a pas on only one side, then the pas has to be 4 tefachim wide. So the Gemara immediately asks, Vohatani Ado Baravim. We had the braisa of Rav Ado. And the braisa said that we need 2 pasim, each one of which has this width. So the Gemara answers, Rebbi. And that braisa of Rabbi Adabar Avimi reflects the sheet of Rebbe, who requires 2 pasim in a chotzer, v'sovrlo k'Rav Yosi. And he holds like Rabbi Yosi that you need a width of 3 tefachim on each side. So Rav Yosi, just to summarize, we have a number of possibilities as to how to be matir a chotzer. One sheet would be that there's no difference between a chotzer and a mavui, and all you need is a lechi, one single lechi, that's a mash. The other sheet would require that we need a pas of 4 tefachim, and Now we have a possibility of a pas of three tvachim. And then we have a possibility that we need a pas on each side, and both pasim will be four tvachim. There's just so many different possibilities about how to be matar chutz and different shitos. Amar Rav Yosi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, chutzir niteres bepas echad. All you need is one pas. And again, he doesn't tell you what the minimum size of the pas is. Perhaps it's three tvachim, like Rav Yosi. And again, Rav Yosi requires three tvachim in a lechi, even in the case of a mavli. So it could be that in this case where you need a pas to be matar chatzer, we need more than three tvachim, we might need four tvachim. So Gemara asks, Omer le Abai le Rav Yosef, Umi Omer Shmuel Hachi, you're quoting a member in the name of Shmuel that a chatzer needs only one pas. Va Omer le Shmuel Rav Hananya bar Shila, at lo tavid uvda, ela o rov dofen, o shnei pas. So Abaye asks Hakasha on Rav Yosef, how can you tell me the name of Shmuel that all you need is one pas, when we have a statement of Shmuel to Rav Hananya in which he requires two pasen? Omoles, Rav Yosef responds, Vano lo yadana. You're right, you're raising a very important point and a contradiction here between two statements of Shmuel. I don't know if it's possible that also Rabbi Yehuda Maisa Lahakil, that when I told you that there was a Maisa Lahakil here, Kfiya Memrish Omar, Bishem Shmuel, Ahatir Chatzi Pa, Chotze Vipas Echol, all I can tell you is that there was a story, and in that situation, in that particular scenario, Rabbi Yehuda, based on a statement of Shmuel, was matir achotzer with one pas, the uvda havi. Now, where did this take place? So, if Yosef pinpoints the exact location, bidura de Ravasa, which is a certain village that's made up of shepherds, and what happened? It was a loshan ayam, hanichnas lechotzer havi. So, you have a group of, let's say, two houses, and there's a courtyard in front of the houses, and that leads you into the ocean. So it's a seafront chatzah. And this chatzah opened up entirely into the water, into the ocean. The asal akami de Rabbi Yehuda, and the owner of this chotzer came in front of Rabbi Yehuda to ask him how could he be attacking the chotzer in order that he should be able to access water on Shabbos. They needed water. Let's assume the water was clear, drinkable water. And all Rabbi Yehuda required to be mati this chotzer was one single pas. And on the other hand, you're telling me that you have a statement of Shmuel to Rav Hananya, which he said, I require two pasim. I don't know how to reconcile that, but I do know that La Locha, Rav Yehuda Paskin, that in the case of a chotzer, he could be mati the chotzer, so that he could take the water from the ocean into his house with one pas. Lo tzruchi ela pas echad. Amaleis, Abai, sister of Yosef, you're bringing me a case of Loshana Yamka Amr. That case is not relevant to our discussion. That's not analogous to a classic chutzah. Why kalhu shehikilu chachamim b'mayim? I'm going to prove to you that the chachamim made certain leniencies with regard to water. It was very important, obviously, to get access to water on Shabbos itself, and they sufficed with a minimum tikkun, in this case, one pas. Where do I find the precedent that chazal were mekil in the case of mayim? Kineboy minei Rav Tavla mirav, like the question that Rav Tavla raised to Rav, mechitza tluya, a mechitza which is three tfachim in height and it is suspended. Ma'usha tati b'churva. What happens in the case of a churva, which is literally translated as a ruin, is that the bottom part of, let's say, one wall is completely broken. and it's being held up by the other wall. So it's tluya, it's actually suspended. And we don't have mechitzos that take us down to the ground level. So you have three tfachim and more of airspace on the bottom of this mechitza. And that's called gedim bokimbo. It means small goats could break through. So that's not usually valid as a mechitza. But Omrole, Rav turned to Rav Tavla in response, and he says, Ein mechutza tluya materes el b'mayim. Although this kind of mechitza is flimsy, it's unreliable, there's gedim bokimbo, there's a three tfachim airspace on the bottom of the mechitza. But nevertheless, we will rely on such a mechitza tluya for the sake of mayim, in order to draw water. Now, we're going to see soon a case of mechitza tluya for the sake of drawing water. So in the case of a churva where there's no water, then we're not going to rely on a mechitza tluya, a mechitza that doesn't go all the way down to the ground, but it's more than three tefachim above the ground. But in the case where it's necessary to draw water, and I have to rely on a mechitza tluya, kalushi kilu chacham b'mayim, for the sake of drawing water and the significance of being able to draw water on Shabbos, they were matir, relying on a mechitza tluya. And similarly, in the case of a chatzah that opens up into a body of water, and they wanted to be mekil in order to allow you to get the water from the body of water, they relied on one pas. Mikomakom kasha, we still are left with a contradiction between two statements of Shmuel. Sometimes Shmuel seems to rely on one pas, other times he requires two pasim. Ki asu, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bereder, Rav Yeshua, mi bei Rav. When Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua came from the yeshiva, Parashua, they interpreted in order to reconcile this contradiction, and they said, Miruach achas, bi arba, mishte ruchos, mashu lakan, umashu lakan. If there are two alternatives to be matir a chatz, and Shmuel was in two different statements addressing these two alternatives. One possibility is to set up a pas miruach achas, only on one side. In that case, you need a pas that has the minimum width of four tefachim. If, on the other hand, he makes a pas on both sides, then mashu lekan, mashu lekan. Then we go back to the classic definition of a lechi, which means a mashu, there's no minimum width of a lechi. Now the Gemara wants to clarify what Shmuel said before, because if you recall, there was a very strange language in Shmuel, which we didn't emphasize this, but now we have to take it under advisement. And this was the statement of Shmuel to Rav Hanan. And he said, to be matir achotza, you need one or two things. The second is shnei pasim, as we said, two pasim on both sides. But the first thing that he offered was a rov dofen. Rov dofen means most of the size of the mechitza. Omra papi kasha lihokashi. If something's bothering me about the statement of Shmuel, this is what bothers me. Domrei Shmuel Rav Hananya bar Shilo, at lo tavid uvdo ela o bi rov dofen o bishnei pasim. What bothers me here is this business about rov dofen, lovely rov dofen. We just finished saying that the two options for Shmuel are either a lechi mikan of a mashu on both sides, shtei ruchos, or alternatively four tfachim of a pas on one side. Why is he requiring rov dofen? B'chitema, will have your answer that my rov dofen, the dofen shiva, the size of the dofen is seven tfachim. And the majority of seven tfachim is four tfachim. Bi'arba havile rov dofen. Which means the following, that Shmuel is consistent, always requiring, if there's only a pass on one side of the bavui, four tfachim in width. And rov dofen is really four tfachim in width, because if the dofen is seven tfachim, then the majority of that dofen would be four tfachim. Now, the implication here is, let's say you had a dofen that was 8 tefachim in width, or larger, then you would not have to be so same rubo, most of it, it would be enough to have a passive arba, even if that arba represents the minority of the width of the dofen. The Gemara says, I still don't understand. Lomali arba bishlosha umashu sagi. Why do you need, in the case of an opening into a chotzer of 7 tefachim, to have 4 tefachim? All you need is the majority of the 7 tefachim. The majority of the 7 tefachim doesn't take you all the way to 4. It would take you to 3 and a mashahu. No, I'm sorry. Let me reformulate that. Why do you need a stima of rov? Why shouldn't a pas of shloshu mashu be enough? Ah, okay, so in order to appreciate the shloshu mashu, we have to read the statement of Rav Achle. The Amar of Achle, v'itema Rav Yechiel, ad arba. Which means the following, that we have a statement that, again, as we'll soon see, this is going to be a machlokas tanoim, but right now we're going with one particular view amongst the tanoim, that if the opening of the chatzer is less than 4 tefachim, you remember that case that we discussed before, where you really have to squeeze in through this very narrow opening, it's less than 4 tefachim. And in such a case, we have a tradition, the name of Rav Achle, that you don't even need a tikkun at all. So therefore, if the dofen of this chatzer is 7 tefachim wide, then why not just close it up with 3 tefachim plus an amashu, and what you're left with is an opening of less than 4 tefachim. Why? Because if you subtract 3 from 7, you're left with 4. Subtract 3 plus a mashu, and you're left with 4 minus. If you're left with 4 minus, then according to the tradition of Rav Achli, you don't need a tikkun at all. So why does he say you need rov, which is 4 tefachim in a pas? So the Gemara gives two answers. Iboy is saying, if you like, I'll answer kan b'chotzer, kan b'movu. When Shmuel said that you need a wide area, a wide pass, that would have to represent the majority of the dofen. And in the case of a dofen of 7, it means it's 4 tefachim wide. He was referring to a chatzer. And Rav Achli was referring to a mavli. Right? And if you remember, we said before, a chatzer means that it has a greater width than its depth, or its square. A mavui has a greater depth than its width. And we're more mekil in a mavui, and that's what Rav Achli said, that if the mavui has such a narrow pesach, that it's less than 4 tefachim, then it's not a mavui, and it doesn't require neither a lefi or a korah. But we're machmir in a chatzim more than in a mavui, and we require a tikkun, even in this case, where the opening is so narrow. And therefore, it's not going to be sufficient that out of the 7 tefachim wide opening, that he fills it in with 3 tefachim plus, such that now the opening is narrow, is less narrow, if you will, than 4 tefachim. That's not going to be enough, because he's talking about a chatzer. And in the case of a chatzer, we need a minimum pass, if it's only one pass, of 4 tefachim. That's one way of answering this question. Ibai Sema's second approach is there of Achli Gufa Tanoihi. This very, very essential principle of Rav Achli, with a breakthrough shita, that if the opening is so narrow, it's less than 4 tefachim, you don't need any tikkun. That itself is the subject of a great debate, which we're going to have later on Daf Yud Gimel, Machlok Shin the Tanakama Rabbi Akiva, and we're going to be more machmir in this din. And therefore we require rov dofen to be so same. And that means we're going to require 4 tefachim, even though with 3 tefachim plus, it's already a rochav that's less than 4 tefachim, which, according to Rav Achli, reflecting the opinion of some tanoim, would not require a tikkun at all. So why do you have to go from 3 plus all the way to 4 tefachim? And the answer is because some Tanoim say that even in a case where the opening is very, very narrow, nevertheless we need a pasu 4 tefachim. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Loshon Yam HaNichnas LeChotzer. We have again that case that we discussed before, where the waters go into the Chotzer from the Yam. And we have a good, nice diagram here. I wish I could share it with you. In any event, what you'll see is that in front of two houses, you have a Chotzer. You have a kosel on your right, a kosel on your left, and part of that kosel moves on each side towards each other, so you're left with that part that juts out to make it almost a square, but the waters come in through between those two semi or reduced mechitzos. Is ein memalin mimenu b'shabbos? He says that in certain cases, if there's a really open chotzer and the water's coming in, then what you're going to require here is that what's left of the mechitzos on the right or the left be at least 10 tefachim high. And so the opening here of the chotzer is more than 10 amos. And therefore, what's going to happen is that this water, this body of water, has the status of a karmel. So the bias is Rishus HaYochid. We're not going to allow you to carry out from your house to a karmelis unless you make a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high in the opening of the chotzer, the entranceway into the chotzer. And that's going to basically close up the pirtzos hakosel, so it shouldn't be wider than 10 amos. But if the opening here, where the water's coming in, is less than a width of 10 amos, you don't need that tikkun. And the Gemara clarifies the brice. It says, Mimla hudalo mimalinon. In this case, where the pirtz of the chotzer is wider than 10 amos, you're not allowed to carry the water into the house. But tiltule, the implication is metaltolina. We would be allowed to carry inside the chotzer. The chotzer itself is still a rishus hayachid. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute. Von nifritz a chotzer b'mlo liyam makoma asula. Whenever you have a chotzer that opens up into a place where there's no heter tiltul. Like, for example, in this case, where it opens up into the water, and the water, the yam, has halacha status of a karmelis. And if that be the case, min adin, the chutz itself should be asur and tilta, because it opens up directly into a karmelis. And here we turn to daf yud beis amud beis. The Gemara answers, hocha mayaskinon, when does the brice allow you to be metaltel in the chutzer? De isle gidude. And once again, I have here a picture of it. What gidude means, that there is a, at the end of the chotzer, as it ends in the water, there's a certain height that's covered by water. You don't see it with your eyes. That height represents the difference between the water level and the chotzer, meaning the floor of the chotzer. There's a 10 tefachim distance, or I'd call it a gap, although you don't see it because it's covered by water, between the top surface level of the water and the surface level of the ground of the chotzer. And that 10 tefachim, which is called gidude, is itself a mechitza, such that now he can carry in the chotzer. And again, on the one end, we're saying that he's allowed to carry in the chotzer. On the other hand, he's not allowed to bring in the water into his house, because the water itself, as we said before, is a karmelis, but the chotzer itself is actually surrounded by four mechitzos. There are three obvious apparent mechitzos. There's a fourth mechitzos that's underwater. Om Rav Yehuda, Mavli Shalon Ishtatfu Bo, Hechshero Belechi. And now we're discussing something called Shituf Mavos, which means that you have a number of different people that use the same Mavli, and we have to gather them all together and create what's called a Shituf Mavos. And again, even though on a Torah level you'd be allowed to carry in this Mavui, because it does have the status of a Rishus HaYochid, but nevertheless the Rabbanon saw this area, since it's so many people partner in this area, as if it were a Rishus HaRab. And therefore, in order to allow people to carry from their homes into the Chutz and then from the Chutz into the Mavui, they required what's called Shitufe Muvos. If there are many different Bnei Chatzeros that are sharing the same Mavui, they have to get together with a pass. And every Chatzer has to have one representative pass, a loaf of bread. They put that into one of the Chatzeros, and that's considered a Shituf Muvos. Now, Hechshero Belechi. Now, what it means is that in addition to the Shituf Muvos, you also need a Hechshel Lechi. Right? The Shituf Muvos is only going to allow all the Bnei Mavui to be considered like one entity using together this Mavui. But we also need to be Mata the Mavui in Tiltal, so you can carry in the Mavui, and that requires a Lechi. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hazorik Letocho Chayav. If a person is standing in a Rishus HaRab and he throws into this Mavui, and even though the Mavui is equipped with a Lechi, Barosh HaMavui, nevertheless, he's going to be Chayav. And the question is, why is he Chayav? What makes this into a Rishus HaYochid? And the Gemara assumes right now that the Lechi itself becomes a Machitza, and closes off this area on all four sides. So now you have a Mavui that's literally closed on four, with four machitzos, the fourth of which is a Lechi. Such that now if I stand in Rishus HaRab and I throw something into this Mavui, when it lands in the Mavui, that's a Meleches Hotzah, by taking something from a Rishus HaRab into Rishus HaYochid. However, Rav Yehuda says, Hechshero Bekora, if instead of using a Lechi in the fourth side, meaning as a Mechitza, he's Mati the Mavui with a Korah on top, which he had that option, then Azorek Litocho Potter. Why? Because in order to set up Rishus HaYochid, the Gemara holds now, we need, according to Rav Yehuda, at least four Mechitzos, in a case where the Lechi serves as a Mechitza on the fourth side, we now have a fourth Mechitza, and therefore Azorik Litocho Chayev. But in the case where there's no Lechi to be Mata this Mavui, but rather he used a Korah is a very nice Heker, but it's not a Mechitza. So you're left with three Mechitzos, and that's not enough to establish a Rishus HaYochid. Therefore somebody throws from Rishus HaRabim into this Chotzer, he will be Potter in this case. There are only three Mechitzas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Rishus HaYochid Doraisa requires four Mechitzas. Maskifla Rav Sheshes, how could this be? How could Rabbi Yehuda maintain this position? Taima Delonish Tatfu Bo. Are you telling me that the reason why he's not Chayev in the case where he throws into this Mavui from Rishus HaRabim, if you have only a Korah on top, and you're not Chayev because Lo Nishtatfu Bo, that was the original initial description or condition of this scenario, that it's a Mavui Shelo Nishtatfu Bo, implying that had there been a Sheet of Muvos, then even in the case of Hechshiro B'Korah, he would be Chayev when he throws from Rishus HaRabim. Gemara says, "Afilu Hechshir B'Korah Nami Chayav." How could that be? V'chikikar Oso So Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim. Is the loaf of bread that they use for a sheet of Muvos going to change the status of the Mavui and give it a status of Rishus HaYochid? Or in the absence of the kikar, it becomes Rishus HaRabim? That cannot be. The laws of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah do not depend upon Shituf Mevo'os. Shituf Mevo'os is an entity that was created by the Rabbanon of putting a pas and joining all the people of the Mavui together. But the Torah only relies on Mechitzos. And if we don't have the four Mechitzos that we need, what difference does it make whether it made a Shituf Mevo'os or not? And the Gemara now asks another kash. For Tanya, furthermore, what about a brice that says Chatzeros shel Rabim? If you have a Chatzeros of many houses open up, spill into a common courtyard. Umevos she'ena mefulosh. Or if you have a case of a Mavui that opens up at one end from Rosh Hashanah, but at the other end it's closed, and therefore you have three mechitzos. Is bein erevu bein lo erev azoik l'tochen chayav. So we see clearly that you don't need four mechitzos in order to make something into Rosh Hashanah d'oraisa. And erev is irrelevant. Whether the chatzeros gathered together to make an erev chatzeros is irrelevant because we're now talking about a movish einam afulosh. And if it's einam afulosh, that makes it into Rosh Hashanah. And erev is irrelevant. Now again, this brisa reflects the shita that on a doraisa level to create a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, all you need is three mechitzos. And Rabbi Yehuda just told us that if you have a mavui, and if there was no shita of mavos, and you were machshir pekora, then it's not considered Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and a zorik l'soch apotah. Why? It's got three mechitzos. Elki itmar, hachi itmar. But rather, what that statement in the name of Yehuda has to be refurbished, so to speak. And when he speaks about a mavui and its status, if there was no shita mavos, this is what he meant. Om Rav Yehuda, mavui, she'eno royal shituf. Which means the following, that before they were mesakein and they did a tikkun on this mavui, then Kodim Shetiknu Kidino Ein Shita Mufos Matir Letaltubo, meaning what Rabbi Yehuda was really telling me was that first you have to guarantee yourself that this Mavui lends itself to Shita Mufos that can be Matir Tiltu Hechshiro Bilechi. If he made a Takono, he was Metaking this Mavui with a Lechi. So he's got now three mechitzos plus a lechi at the other end that opens up into this mavui. And in such a case, a shituf mavos is not going to be matir because the rabbanon say that it's asur betiltul. And before he set up this lechi, it's not royal shituf. It's only royal shituf. Shituf mavos is only meaningful when the mavui itself has a tikkun, which means he's got three mechitzas plus a lech. Now, in such a case, hazorik letocho chayav, meaning even though he hasn't made a shituf mavos yet, but he did set up a lechi, so the place is royal shituf, this mavui. Then if someone stands in Rosh Hashanah and throws an object and it lands inside, the mavui is going to be chayav. Because once he set up that lechi and he has an additional three mechitzos, it's considered a Rosh Hashanah Yochid min HaTorah. And now the Gemara goes back and says that Rabbi Yehuda requires three mechitzos. Gemara is vacillating on that point. I'm sorry, the Rabbi Yehuda requires four mechitzos. The fourth mechitza is a lechi, but hechshira b'koro azorik b'tocho pot, because a korah is not a fourth mechitza, and we only have three mechitzos, and therefore it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yochid d'oraisa. Al mokasov are lechi mishum mechitza. We see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lechi has the status of a mechitza, and therefore when you have a mavui and you set up a lechi, that closes off the mavui on all sides and makes it into a rishus hayachid. Now, let's say it was a mavui mefulash, which was open to rishus rabim on both ends, and then he puts up a lechi. So then, if we hold that three machitzos set up a rishus hayachid doraisa, then azorik l'tochu bichayev, even if it's a mavui mefulash. We were talking about a mavi she'eno mefulosh, and therefore you have three mechitzas, the fourth of which is the lechi. Kora mishum heker. If, on the other hand, instead of setting up a lechi, he set up a kora at the entranceway into the mavi, that's a heker, so people would know that and identify the mavi as rishus hayoch, and they won't make a mistake thinking that, well, we're allowed to carry in this mavi, we're allowed to carry in rishus harabim. But the Korah is only Mishum Heker, it's not a Mechitza. So therefore, if you don't have four Mechitzos, and the fourth Mechitza was meant to be a Korah, or if you require only three Mechitzos, and you have a Movi Mefulash that only has two Mechitzos, and you want the third Mechitza to be a Korah, that's not going to make it into a Mechitza, because a Korah is a Heker, it's not a Mechitza. And therefore, Zorik L'Toch is always going to be part of Vechein HaMarabah, Lechi Mishum Mechitza, V'Korah Mishum Heker. That a lechi can serve as a machitza, and we consider it as such, whereas a korah is only a heker. The Rav Amar, Rav disagrees with Rabbi Yudin Rav, and he holds echad zevi echad zeh, whether it's a lechi or a korah, it's mishum heker. So the lechi and the korah both function in the same way. At the head of the mavui, entrance into the mavui, it becomes nikar that this is a rishus hayochid, and they won't come to any mistakes in thinking, well, if I can carry in the mavui, I can carry in rishus harabim. But nevertheless, Rava holds that it matters not whether or not you were mater this mavli with a korah or even with a lechi. The lechi is also mishum hekera, and it does not serve as a mechitza. The Gemara asks a kash on Rava. Esvei Rav Yaakov bar Abba le Rava. We have a brisa that says hazorik le mavli yesh lo lechi chayev ein lo lechi potter. Clearly, if somebody throws from Rishus HaRabim into this mavui and he's chayef for such a thing, it must be because, as the Braisa says, it's got a lechi, and that lechi serves as a mechitza. And once it serves as a mechitza, we have now three or four mechitzos. Again, Mar Kedisle, according to Yitzhita, and that's enough to make it into Rishus HaYochid. But if it doesn't have a lechi, it's a Rishus HaPtur, and therefore he's potter. So we see clearly from this brisa that if a person has a mavli with a lechi in it, and a zorik l'toch is chayav, it means that the lechi is mishum mechitza. And that's against Rav. Hafi komar. This is what the Tana had in mind in the brisa. In a case of a mavli she'eno mefulash, so he has already three mechitzos, eino tzorech ela lechi, he needs a lechi barosho to be matit tiltul. Hazorik, if somebody's standing in Rishus HaRabim and he throws an object and lands inside the Mavui, Chayav, as if he had thrown it into Rishus HaYochid. And the reason for that is because the place to, in order to set up Rishus, its status in Rishus HaYochid only requires three mechitzos, and even though there's no Lechi Barosh HaMavui, but nevertheless, we're talking about a Mavui She'enu Mefulash, so it has three mechitzos, and therefore, if you throw into it, you're chay. However, mavi mefulosh, in order to be matir tiltul, we're going to need a lechi and a dovrach. Dovrach is a reference to Tzuras HaPesach. And if you throw something from Rishus HaRabim into this area, this mavi mefulosh, you're potter. In other words, even if you did, if you made a lechi, it's still is potter because the lechi is not considered like a mechitza. So he's ending up with two mechitzas. Now, is it really true that two mechitzas is not enough to create a rishus hayochid? Until now we've been discussing three mechitzas, four mechitzas. Now we're going down to two mechitzos. Esve, Rav Yaakov Arava, asks Rav the following question from a braisa. The braisa says, yes, Rav Kain, I have a greater chiddush to tell you. Om Rav Yehuda. Now keep in mind, this is Rabbi Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda. We should make a distinction. Misha Yeshel Shnei Batim Mishnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Imagine you have two houses that face each other with a highway, a major highway going in between, which is called Rishus HaRabim. Is then Osa Lechi Mikan, V'Lechi Mikan, Okora Mikan, v'kora mikan, v'nosim, v'nosim ba'emtza. An amazing shita here, Rabbi Yehuda. You have now really two machitos, which is the facade of each of these two houses respectively. And in between you have this rishus haravim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to carry from the house through the rishus haravim to the other house. How is that so? And Rabbi Yehuda is willing to be matir based on a lechi mikan. So if you're looking out of the house, or if you're looking at the house, at the facade of the house, there's going to be a lechi on the right side of the house, a lechi on the left side of the house. Or in the case of a korah, you have a korah that takes you from one house to the other. In the case of a korah, you have a korah that takes you from one on the right side of the house, all the way to the right side of the house across the rishus haravim, and the same on the left. Again, the Rabbanan agree in principle that the lechi would set up a mechitza. That they're not arguing with. And that's why Rabbi Yudas holds that if he has a lechi mikan, he's basically adding two mechitzas. So that area between one facade, part of the facade of the house and the other, between one lechi and the other, is really an area that is completely surrounded by four mechitzas, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim don't disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, in principle, in the case of Rishus HaRabim, they hold that you cannot be matir based on mechitzas that are imaginary, to imagine these lechis as mechitzos when the highway goes right through. And we're not going to recognize those mechitzas. But they agree to Rabbi Yehuda in principle that if you had a lechi mikan, you would be allowed to be metaltel in the middle, unless it's a rishus haravim that goes through. And this is against everything that we said before. So the Gemara answers, Hosam kosovar, as far as two batim on two tzedim, rishus haravim, is Rabbi Yehuda holds shtei mechitzos do raisa. All you need is two mechitzos, and that makes it into rishus hayochid. Therefore, the place between the two batim is considered rishus hayochid based on two mechitzos. Rabbi Yehuda says you need lachayim or koros. That's only because of heker. We're afraid that he's going to come and make a confusion and think he could be metaltil in rishus haravim. Let me just read the footnote here. He says there, Rabbi Yehuda shtei mechitzos da'oraisa mokum sheishlo shtei mechitzos nechshav rishus hayochim in a Torah. That's the radical sheet here of Rabbi Yehuda. And lochein ha'mokum shebein shnei abatim nechshav rishus hayochid al yidei shtei mechitzos sabat shemikan umikan. Ma shematzrich Rabbi Yehuda lasos lochayayim okoros urak mishum heker kidei shlo yavo letaltel rishus harabim avo midoraisa ha'mokom nechshav rishus hayoch gam belo al lechayayim o hakoros v'taymon shel chacham shenechakar Rabbi Yehuda einu mishum she ma'var harabim mevatel as ha'mechitzos al mishum she ledaitem tzorech sholosh mechitzos. So it's not what we said before, rabim bokim bo, because the highway breaks through the mechitzos, but rather we need three mechitzos kidei sh'ha'mokom yechoshev rishus hayoch. So we don't identify a lechi or a korah as a mechitza. Is therefore ena mokum nechshav rishus hayochid. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav mavui she'orcho kirochvo eno nitar belechi masha. If you have a mavui and it's a square, meaning its depth and its width in the opening are equal, then lechi and korah is not going to be matir, like a normal mavui is nitar belechi, but rather he needs pas berosho rochav arba tfochim. He needs a pas that's four tfochim wide, because since it's orko kerochvo, it became, or its din becomes that of a chatzer. and a chutzah doesn't lend itself to a het of lechi b'mashu, it reads a pas of rochav arba. Omer abchia bar ashi amarav mavu sha'orko kerochvo eino nita b'kora tefach. If your mavui is square, its rochav and its orech are equal to each other, its depth and its width, then a korah is not enough to be matir, even though the korah has a tefach, because this is not your classic mavui, which is nita b'korah. A classic mavui would have to have a depth that exceeds that of the width. And therefore, tzorch lasos b'rosho pas b'rochav arba tefachim. Since its din is equal to that of a chotzer, it's not nita b'korah tefach, but rather b'pas b'rochav arba. And Reb Zeir wants to clarify this, and first he's perplexed by it, as we'll soon see. Om Reb Zeir kama mechuvenes shmaita de savi. In other words, if we study this sugya and these statements of Rabbi Chia and before that Rabbi Yudom Rav, we'll come to some very clear-cut understanding of the sugya. Came in the arko kirochavo is havi lekechotze. The chotze ani niteres b'lechi v'korah el v'pasar bo. So on one level, at this point in the sugya, Rabbi Zeira understands these distinctions, and if the rochav and the orech are equal in this mavui, it has the status of a chotzer, and then you no longer have the heter of a mavui, which is lechi or korah. But Omer Rav Zeira ikashli hakash, I'm still baffled. Levi hai lechi kipas mashu v'nishteri. Okay, fine. You want to tell me that now it is a chotzer. Let's say it's a square, it's a chotzer. But you're telling me that I need a pas. But why does the pas have to be for tefachim? Why can't the pas be like a lechi? And a lechi, of course, is berochav mashu. And let that lechi be and serve as a pas. And should be matir the mavui, even in the case where orcho kerochvo. And now the lechi has the status of a pas. So the Gemara immediately rejects this question. The Gemara says, Ishtamita say, apparently Rav Zeira was not aware, or he had forgotten, Ha di omar av asi om Rav Yochanan pasei chotze tzrichim shebohem rabba tfochen. That even though in a mavui all you need is a lechi kol shehu, but in the case of a chotzer, you need a pas, and a pas is not a lechi. A pas has to have a minimum rochav of four tfochen. And we said before that a chutz is more chomer because it's miyud, it's designated for tashmishei tzinah. In that sense, it's like an extension of the house. And you have to, therefore, encircle it much more than you do a mavli. And since, again, in our case of a mavli that's orko kerochva, we said it has the din, the status of a chutzer, then it requires a pas of arba. Omer of Nachman, Akhtina. Akhtina always means we have a mesorah that was passed on through the generations. Ezui mavui shenitar belechi ubekora kol she'arko yeser al rochvo. The depth of the mavui has to exceed the width of the mavui. It's a rectangular shape, but the depth has to. Ubatam echatzeres psuchim l'socho. So you have one bias going into a chatzer, you have another bias going into a different chatzer, and these two chatzeres open up into a common mavui. And we're going to be matu that mavui betilto with a lechi or a korah. Ezi chotzer she'enini teres b'lechi. What constitutes a chotzer? And you require a pas to be matir it. And a korah will not do. Ela b'pas v'yar, but you need a four tfachmoid pas. It's called shemeru bas if it's either square. Or, as we said, alternatively, the orech is equal or less than the rochav, equal to or less than. So the Gemara now analyzes the words of Rav Nachman. Does Rav Nachman have in mind a chotzer merubas in? Then we say that you could be matir with a pas of four tefachim, but agula lo. In the case of a round chotzer, then it doesn't require a pas of arba. Why? Just because it's round, it should... it now lends itself to the status almost of a mavi in the sense that it's niteres b'lechi kolshu. Hachi kamer. No, this is what Rav Nachman had in mind. E arka yeser al rochva. If its depth exceeds that of its width, havile mavi ube mavi lechi b'kora sagi. Either a lechi or a kora is enough, and you can be matted tiltul in the mavi. And even if it would be a chatzer, nevertheless, if it has these dimensions of arka yesal rachba, you could still be matir with a lechi or kor, be low. But if the orech is not greater, it doesn't exceed that of the rochav, it's havile, it has the status of a chatzer, and it needs a pas, which is 4 tefachim wide, to be matir it. And Rav Nachman never had in mind to exclude a chatzer agula. In the case of a round chotzer, he was only coming to be mamai to exclude a chotzer that has orka yeser al rochva, which therefore becomes a mavui, even though again technically or physically it's a, in reality it's a chotzer, but it's a mavui al pidin. You don't require a pas of arba, all you need is a lechi or a kora, the kama. What would be the depth, or shall I say, how much of an increment is there in the depth over the width such that now we consider it a mavli and we can be matir with a lechi, which is a mashu, lechi rechova mashu. Savar Shmuel Meimar, according to one opinion, is adiika pishnayim berochva. We need that the orach be twice the number, that whatever your number is multiplied by 2, whatever the number of the rochav is, double that. And if the orech is double the size of the rochav, then it's called a mavui. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Chiya disagrees with this statement of Shmuel. Amole Rav. Rav says to Shmuel, Hachi Omar Chavivi, this is my uncle Chavivi. Right, Rav's uncle was Rabbi Chiya. Afilu Mash. If the depth exceeds that of the width by a mashu, then it has a status of a mavui, and you can be matir it with a lechi or a korah. And here we're up to the 2 dots on the bottom of daf yud beis on the beis, and take this out to wish everyone a great shot.